Hello and welcome to Ninja Talk, the Ninjago fan podcast. My name is Phil and I'm your host. Hello Chris, thank you for being here on Ninja Talk. Yeah, let's start with you. Give us a short introduction of you. Who are you? Where are you from? What is your age? What are you doing for a living? Tell us something about you that you want us to tell. You also can tell us what your favorite ice cream. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
All right. So my name is Christian Reyes. I'm a graphic designer from Oklahoma, United States. I go by Chris in the community, which is kind of funny that that's kind of how it came down to. But yeah, a lot of people call me Chris. Legends of Ninjago is my Instagram handle and stuff, but like Chris is definitely the thing everybody calls me, and I'm okay with that. It's always kind of funny whenever my family is like looks over my head. Like I think both my mom and my sister and my younger sister follow me on Instagram. So whenever they see me have interactions with people and like they see Chris, they're like, "Who?" I'm like, "It's me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." Like. It was a whole thing when I was younger. Anyway, so I am a huge Ninjago fan. Primarily do mocks and take photos and stuff. I always try to add a little bit of fun flair and stuff to those. Let's see. You mentioned favorite ice cream flavor. I really like peppermint chocolate sort of ice cream. One of my favorites. Especially this time of year, you know, getting gearing up for Christmas and stuff. It's thanks for having me here.
I really appreciated you taking the time. So thanks for being part
absolutely,
of this.
Absolutely.
All right. And so you've already started. You're a huge fan of Ninjago. You are not that old. So did you grow up with Ninjago?
Yeah.
So was it part of your childhood?
What was that?
Was it part of your childhood?
Yeah. So, I mean, actually, by the time Ninjago came out, I was already 14 years old, which is absolutely wild to me that was like 12 years ago now. I just turned 26 about at the beginning of this month. And sometimes, you know, whenever you get older, you kind of reflect on those things. And I grew up with Lego. I remember getting like my first Bionicle set, my first like real Lego set for Christmas. My mom and dad just got me a bunch of Bionicle sets. And that kind of like pushed forward my love for Lego. From Bionicle, I was a huge fan of the Aqua Raider series. I love underwater themes and stuff now. Having the, Seabound and stuff kind of revisit that underwater theme was so cool. By the time Bionicle ended in 2009-ish, I was, like, kind of kicking myself because I loved, like, the whole, like, elemental-powered heroes and stuff. And I'm like, oh, like, what? Are we ever going to get anything like that? And then I remember being in the library during recess because I was that kid who would go to school and instead of going outside and playing with my friends, I'd go into the library and sit and just like search the computer. Anyways, I remember looking at this website called Brickipedia and they had all of this stuff listed for this theme called Ninjago. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this Ninjago series? And I think this was like November of 2010. And then I started like hearing the Toys R Us had some sort of ad in our paper for like this Ninjago, like preview. So you'd go in and you get this little, you'd use a little spinners and play with those and stuff. And you got that little poly bag that has the 4x6 tile that had that little like sticker on it with a sword, little holder. And I was like, so incredibly excited for that. And so like I loved Ninja growing up. And so like that just kind of fed into my love for Ninjago. So, I've been following it since like, I always like to say that I'm a -1 day fan. Cause all the people that are like, oh, you know, I'm a day zero fan and stuff or a day one fan and stuff. And I'm like, I knew about it before it was going to come out and stuff. And, so I always like to give my grief about that because I think it's funny. So then, you know, the next 12 years kind of write themselves. Ninjago's been around, Ninjago's been through, you know, middle school, high school and college for me. And so it's just kind of always been one of those things I've been able to fall back on. And now even to my adult career, you know, I've been graduated from college for about 2 or 3 years now. And so it's just still something that I super enjoy. And I guess 2 years ago now I was able to jump on board with this group called Masters of Brickjitsu. That's ran by Braden / Ninja Whip. And so we're just kind of a small group of friends that makes content about Ninjago. And it's been an absolute blast to kind of bring that further into my adult career, if you will. And Ninjago's kind of made me want to work for LEGO. It's kind of been my goal for kind of thinking about the timeline, about as long as Ninjago's been around. I've just been like, I want to work for LEGO in some capacity, whether that's like a set designer or work in marketing or, you know, work as a graphic designer, because that's what I do now. You know, LEGO's been a massive part of my life so far, and I cannot see it not being a part of my future. So,
all right. So Bionicle started it all with LEGO back then, and then you jumped on the Ninjago train, and all that leads to today, where you say you would love to work for LEGO too. So you would like to include LEGO in your whole life, not only the play part and the Instagram part and community part, but really work for that.
Yep, it's been whether that ends up being, you know, working here in the United States as part of the U.S. team, or, you know, working anywhere in the world. Kind of like I mentioned to you before the talk, I had the opportunity to study abroad in Austria, but it also gave me access to basically the rest of the European continent. And I was able to, luckily was able to go see like the LEGO house and stuff up in Billund. And that was just, it actually happened 4 or 5 years ago, like this weekend. And so like, I keep on getting these notifications from these pictures from 5 years ago, like, oh, hey, here are these memories and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm always just like, oh, like, just take me back, please. Because like, it was just an experience like any other. And like, Billund's not a big town by any means, but, with LEGO everywhere, like that's enough for me. Honestly, that's all I need. Somewhere to rest my head and like,
that's the motivation. You don't need more. That's the motivation.
Exactly. Honestly.
Yeah. But I really just hope that LEGO listens to this podcast, because Braden also said he would love to work for LEGO. So they would have someone for marketing, someone for graphic design. So just LEGO, you can reach out to me. I will give you all the details to Braden and Chris. I can make it happen.
Whenever this episode does come out, I guess it already is out if people are listening to it, but like I could probably find some places to kind of send it and stuff and be like, hey, like, hire me, please. Here's my portfolio. Thanks.
So, are you just a fan of the sets from Ninjago, or do you watch the show too?
From the get-go, actually, I was just a fan of the sets. We didn't really have like cable and stuff growing up, so there's really no way to watch the show.
All right.
And then it's kind of gonna be weird, but like my neighbors left their Wi-Fi open, so like I was able to attach to it with my, like, I had a tablet back then, I think, that I used for school, or maybe it was a phone or something. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to go on a binge watch. And I think at that point in time, only up to like episode 9 or 10 of season 1 was available. And so this was probably early 2012, I think, when this happened. And so I was able to get in pretty early with the TV show. And I think that I want to say that there was like a promo or something that Toys R Us also did, where they were like showing the first like 4 episodes, the first 2 episodes, like the pilots basically. So like, I've always kind of watched the show, but like the sets were always kind of the big thing for me. Unfortunately, like, I was never really one for like the comics or the books. I've never really been a huge fan of reading. I definitely like read books and stuff through middle school and high school, but like comics have never really been my thing. Like it was kind of a struggle for me to even read the Garmadon comics. Not that I didn't want to read them or like look at the gorgeous like artwork and stuff. They were just never really like, I've never been a big comic book fan. Mostly because all my money goes directly to Lego. So there's that. So I've always been a massive fan of the set, like from, you know, day negative one. But yeah, the show came a little bit later, and then the books and comics have honestly been more recent than anything else. So yeah.
So it's more the sets than the show or something else.
Yeah, it's really always been, even today, like I'll definitely watch the show and stuff just to kind of keep up with the narrative and stuff. But like honestly, it's like especially when I was younger, it was always more about making the story with the sets and making my own, you know, storyline and stuff than really following the storyline or whatever. Because I mean, there are certain parts of, you know, the storyline throughout the last 12 years that are good, and some of them aren't that good. but having the bricks in my hand kind of allows me to kind of rewrite that if I so choose.
So you get your inspiration also from the set.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And talking about that, you also you're not only having the official sets, you're also modding the sets, because I've seen a video of the latest Samurai X mech. You've done a video where you make the head more show accurate, and that's kind of a thing you do. And also, I've seen you have some mocks like what you've posted today. It's like a city. How should I call it? It's part of a Ninjago city to connect the docks and the gardens, if I'm right. Yeah. So where did you get the inspiration for that build? Because honestly, I hope people watch it and look up your Instagram, because it looks great. Yeah, I haven't had time to go into all the details, because it's a lot to look on. You have something from Borg. You have some kind of police station in it, if I remember right. So where did you get the inspiration for that? Because it's not a small build, I would say. It's like half a city build. So how big is the base? Is it 16x32, or is it bigger?
So
do you know how big
it is? It is a 32x32 base, but because like the backside really has that water section, it really sits on probably closer to 22x32 base, but like the water lines up with the water section on the docks, and then the water section on in the gardens.
Gotcha.
So that was like, I knew that I wanted to create something to gap those. Whenever I first saw the gardens come out, I wanted to make it bigger, just because I actually, for the Ninja November thing, I have the full picture. You can kind of see how they connect, but I guess I didn't show the back. But I do have pictures coming later with more detail and stuff. Cause on top of there being a Borg store and the police station, there's also a coffee shop. And, I added in hidden side characters. So there's, the scientist lady, I cannot remember her name right now, her like little lab in there. There's a continuation of the Zen Garden from, the Ninjago City Garden set. And then there's also, there's a little panda store from Monkey Kid on the backside of like the upper level, which also connects to the backside of the docks and stuff. And I recently redid the docks, actually probably about a year and a half ago, I redid the docks too. So just a little bit bigger, a little more elevated. I also have, Ray and Mia's, forge in there. I have Ray and Mia's house. I've got little bakery, kind of a little like bazaar area and stuff, where there's just like pottery and rugs and stuff to buy, and then also Dareth's karaoke lounge. You're kind of asking about inspiration. I actually have an entire list of places from Ninjago that don't exist in Lego form yet. And so my idea, basically, like the the width of the city that I have now. I actually have an entire second section that's 48 by 32, 48 lengthwise instead of just 32 that all of them sit on now. So it'll over double the size when it's all done. But I have a lot of money to raise and a lot of things to do before any of those really take off. But I have an entertainment district. I have a downtown area that's got this massive hotel on it, which will kind of be reminiscent of the flat that the ninja bought. We're trying to raise money for at the beginning of, season 2, whenever they're trying to train Lloyd after the Great Devourer and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got an entire list of places that don't exist in LEGO form yet. Borg Tower's also part of that, and that's going to be a grandiose sort of situation. How tall Ninjago City Gardens is? This is like exclusive news or whatever, but how tall Ninjago City Gardens is, I expect Borg Tower to be over double that. But there's still a lot of planning and stuff that is going into that. I have basically the layout of each section in LEGO form, built out right now. They're just kind of sitting in stacks, in my closet just cause I've not really been able to work on them. And actually the one that I set up today, I just recently finished it. I just put a lot of details and added the characters and stuff to it just so it looked more, pleasant to the eye whenever we're, I go through and kind of show off the rest of the build and stuff. But, it's all about just kind of building into that world that already existed that the designers did such a good job of kind of manifesting. And I just really wanted to honor that through, trying my own hand at it, trying to keep kind of the general scale and the general look of the city. I don't know if you've noticed this, but as you go from the city to the docks over to the gardens, the colors get wildly more bright when it comes to the gardens compared to the original Ninjago City set. So my goal was to kind of add that the plaza area and kind of help kind of mix some of the brighter colors with some of those more earth colors and stuff and really just kind of make it look like a more cohesive set. And also, not that it's bad, but the little section with Zane in it that was, supposed to be that bridge between the two doesn't look that great in my opinion. So I just wanted to add something a little bit different, add a little flair, kind of take it up the next level,
All right, gotcha, yeah. And do you think, or would you love to see another building, an official set made that would fit into that? Or would you say you don't need another building because you have so many ideas and you don't know where to put it then?
So that's always kind of a hard question because I think I've had this discussion with multiple people at this time. If another proper Ninjago City set comes out, I won't be mad. I will absolutely not be mad about it because it's just more of an opportunity for fantastic builds from the Ninjago team and absolutely awesome chance to get great figures like Antonia. We haven't gotten her yet. We'd still love to see her somewhere in those. Lawyer Dareth would absolutely love to see him. If another one comes out, I will make it work. My plans right now, especially since those are the two, the other actually three sections of my city aren't done yet. There's plenty of space for me to move things around.
And would you say, will it be focused on a city layout, or would you go a little bit further, a little bit outside that city too? Because thinking about the monastery and going in some kind of mountains or something like that, would that be something you would like to include, or would you say you are concentrating on a city layout? Because I've noticed you're a Dragons fan, and you've collected all of the Lego sets that include a dragon. Thinking about that, you as a dragon fan, would you include some kind of mountains with places to get your dragons into that, or would you say now you're going with a city layout and maybe place the dragons inside that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's actually a really good question. And just to make a couple things more clear, I have every Ninjago dragon, not just every Lego dragon. The idea has been brought up to me by multiple people. They're like, oh, just collect every Lego dragon. I'm like, I don't think you realize how many Lego dragons there are. I don't think you realize how many like weird exclusives there are from like every part of the globe. Like part of getting all the Ninjago dragons also included finding and building Barnes & Noble promos. There's one Barnes & Noble promo from Australia that I had to get my hands on. And that was just like people kept on like sending me like, oh, like, do you have this one? Do you have this one? Do you have this one? I'm like, there are just weird promos from all over the world for Ninjago. Like, whose idea was this? Like, this is ridiculous. But now I can like confidently say that I have every single one of them. And then there's like that weird dragon sticker book that exists. And I have like the three primary builds from that, and then all of the pieces stickered to create every variation of dragon in there. Because like trying to do, I think there's 18 or 19 different full sets of dragon stickers in there that would just like, I could make them all, but I'm not going to make them all. That part, if somebody really wants to go on a tangent and say that they don't have all of them because of that, then more power to them, whatever. As far as adding extra to the city, I've kind of been back and forth about this because I would love to create additions to the city beyond the city. But I think a lot of those would come in like individual mocks. So like my Temple of Fortitude mock that I did a couple years, last year, last year. That one kind of stands on its own. It doesn't exist within kind of this city sort of setup. And so if I ever do like mountains, like part of me wants to do a massive monastery build. That would include the dragon stables on the backside of that, that you can kind of only see in like the first couple episodes and it's never talked about ever again. for whatever reason. It was also in a book recently, too. It was in a comic book recently or something like that. I was just super weirded out by it. If I do that, it'll be probably a separate thing from the city. Because the city has a certain scale to it that doesn't work with everything. I don't think it would work with the monastery. The monastery that we got for Legacy would probably be a better scale to the Ninjago City set than like making my own would be. But I mean, I have similar to having like a list of places that I want to build in Ninjago City. I've got like a extensive list of mocks that I want to do eventually. It's just, you know, being young and, not having all the money to do everything that I want with, and not that that's exclusively like something that young people deal with, but, we'll get there eventually. There is some rock work actually in one of the upcoming city sections that I kind of want to build a lighthouse on. It probably won't be Dr. Julian's, but that'll be a little bit kind of like you're saying, a little bit outside of like the Ninjago City setup. But I don't think I will have the time to work on that for at least another 7 to 8 months. So we'll see when we get there.
What are your plans for the next 7 to 8 months? Is there a smaller mock in the work?
There's always,
because I've seen you're doing like small mocks too, because I've seen your how is it called? Your
the wagon? Yeah. So that's part of like my concept series. I've been kind of wanting to kind of take some of those concept arts that we got last year for the last four or five seasons and see which one of them's, we'll see which one of them kind of work well as mocks and which ones don't. As far as the next 6-7 months, I've got a big build that I'm working on. I'm talking like 6-7 feet tall. But it'll be like kind of suspended a little bit. It'll be raised up on some like clear PVC pipe, to kind of give the illusion that it's floating. I know that I've not really like come out and said what it is yet, so I think I'll keep it secret for a little bit longer. Not that a lot of people can't read in between the lines about what it is, especially given, you know, our proximity to its appearance. That's kind of going to be my big thing. I've ordered probably well over like 3,000 just like pink transparent pieces for this build. And as I'm like starting to build,
I guess we know the direction.
Like I said, it's not hard to figure it out if you read between the lines.
Floating was, you can go in different directions with floating, but the pieces are now another hint.
Yeah, no, I kind of shot myself in the foot with that one. It's been a very like almost humbling experience, because I've kind of had to divide it out into sections as far as like how I'm going to tackle, you know, this portion of the build or this portion of the build or this portion of the build. And I have it divided up into about 8 sections right now. And then when we saw it more in the show, I'm like, maybe this isn't going to work the way I wanted it to. And this is just because we got some like shots of what I'm building. and it was just kind of like not what I expected it to look like. So I've gone through and kind of made some modifications and stuff, and it won't be like an exact, like, you know, it's not going to look exactly like it, but it will definitely have the, like, fans of the show will definitely be able to know what it is, without a doubt. So I'm very confident that I'm very excited to kind of get going again and stuff with it. I have some opportunities that are coming my way in the next couple of months that, may kind of hinder that I can't really talk about, at the moment, but, if those fall through, then I'll be, you know, set and free and ready to go with, kind of continuing on with a bunch of my mocks. But if not, then I'll make those announcements on my Instagram page when the time has come. And it's, I don't want to say it's not a big deal, cause it really is. But I don't want to like make a big deal about like the secrecy and stuff of it. But yeah, there's more information coming about that soon, hopefully.
Since you said it will be a little bit bigger, this building, this mock, do you get help with your concept? Do you get help when doing sketches or something like that? Will you get help when it comes to building, or are you doing all this stuff by yourself?
I like to keep things pretty close to my chest as far as that goes. Not that like, I don't try to, like, shroud my builds, I guess with the exception of this one. I don't try to, like, shroud them in any sort of secrecy or whatever. It's just me. It's me and my Lego. It's funny because, like, growing up, like, it's always been, like, one-third of my bedroom's reserved for my bed, and then the rest of it's just all Lego. And my current setup is the exact same way. But this one being as big as it is, I'll probably actually move it to like my front living room, like area and stuff. And then my roommate will just kind of have to deal with it being out there. But yeah, it's just, me, myself and I, and occasionally my dog will pop in and, you know, knock things over and chew on some Lego pieces, but you know, she's just a little pup dog. She can't help it. So, yep. It's, I sketch everything from the get go. And then from sketching, I kind of break it out into sections that are like attainable. So for like instance, the Ninjago City Plaza, that was built out into the layers that you kind of see, with like the old world stuff at the bottom. Then I focused on like the middle section and then so on and so forth. And then I will just kind of go through and make a list of things that I know I'm going to need and then order that off BrickLink and then just kind of wait around and start sketching out stuff for the next one. And then when those come in, I build and then build until I can't and then go back and order pieces and just kind of a process that just almost never ending at this point. But yeah, it's an absolute blast though. It, you know, keeps me happy and keeps me going. So
I guess at this point, it's safe to say people that are watching this or listening to this should definitely check out your Instagram account and follow you because with all the builds you share and all the stuff you're making, it's worth to follow and see what you put in on work and what you're showing for. What you're showing us and the ideas you come up with, because there are many, many great things you're posting. And also, it doesn't matter if it's a bigger mug, a small mug from a concept art or something like for the crystallized vehicles, you made the stealth version of it. So it's always some different stuff to get to look and always good work you're delivering.
Thank you.
So it's definitely worth following you and get some inspiration for yourself to do something. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's always been about like whenever I kind of got onto Instagram and stuff to kind of share, I always knew that it was about, you know, just that, providing inspiration for, you know, people that are younger than me, people that are older than me, people that are the same age as me. Because I saw that there's kind of a lack of mock building and stuff when it came to Ninjago stuff. And by the time I got to Ninjago Instagram, we were hitting that 10-year mark. And I'm like, okay, y'all, like, we gotta be better than this. And I'm not by any means saying that, you know, the increase of mocks that I've seen is by any means my responsibility, because I will not take that. But since I've joined, I've just seen so many more people doing mocks and stuff. And that might just be like me kind of putting myself in the position to be able to see them and not necessarily like, you know, me being part of that. But yes, like my goal has to always been provide inspiration and, you know, let people know out there that there are other people that are, you know, looking for their mocks and stuff. And so I appreciate all those kind words. Thank you.
That's great. That's totally awesome, because I think, it's necessary for our community to sometimes also think outside the box. Yeah. Not always follow the strict rules for only sets and something like that, because there's so much more. I would not say you have to do your own mocks. Yeah, you don't have to. You can enjoy the sets,
absolutely.
and that's fine too. You can enjoy the show and not build any
absolutely.
Sets at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I think it's great to sometimes think outside the box and see what other people
100%.
Are doing and also what other stories are coming up, because there are also people in the community that come up with total different stories that are not exactly what the show is
exactly.
giving us. And there's also great stuff coming. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's something completely different and not connected at all to the show, or if it's something that goes way beyond the show, like history of some characters or the future of some characters, like where are some characters in like 10 years, 20
yeah.
years or something? Do they have family? How will they give their legacy to the next generation and so on? So it's great to have people like you that show there is more to this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And that's one thing that I love about the Ninjago community, especially with what you and Chaz put on with the Ninjago November stuff. It's always so cool to just go through that hashtag and just see the different things that people are building, because there are people that come out of the
yeah.
woodworks that never really do that kind of stuff that want to get on the hashtag
yeah.
and, you know, kind of get on that just kind of produce work for that. And it's so cool to see people kind of come together for things like that.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved that. So thanks for doing that. This is what, your second or third year doing that now?
It was the second year. I have to say, the inspiration for that comes from Jen Brick from Bills, because I always enjoyed her habitat challenges. Doesn't matter which season and when she comes up with that. So it was kind of that lead me and Chaz to do something for our own and to appreciate Ninjago. Absolutely. And we wanted to, yeah, like you said, to get some people together that might not always post things in that direction, yeah, and to give them some ideas or maybe, yeah, some inspiration to do something else, yeah, to not only have a set or a figure or something like that, but also do mashups or do your own kind of stuff. And it's always great to see the ideas of many people and what they are, yeah, what they can do with the fantasy. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I totally appreciate everyone that took part in our Lego Ninja November. And also I really enjoy seeing all the posts and being tagged and all of that. And I think, yeah, we've done something great, and I really can't wait for next year, because I guess it will totally be there next year again. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't pick up that mantle again or something happens, I'm sure that somebody will step in to help make sure that Ninja November is a reality from, you know, here on out. So, absolutely.
I mean, I have to say I'm not that into statistics or something like that. I guess I have to take a look how many people have were part of it this year, because I'm pretty sure we have way over 100 posts.
That's awesome.
Cool. So, yeah, that's great. So, I guess I have to look that up.
Absolutely.
I have to say, Chaz and I really thought about it, and we're close to not doing it this year because we're both pretty busy with work. But I'm glad we found the time and could share some, and maybe next year we will take another week where we are not that busy and maybe can do more of it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, something like Ninja November, like you can make it Ninja December, but I guess I see the alliteration with Ninja November, but like there's also like 4 weeks to November, so I mean it could be any of them, so
yeah. So because it fits perfect to this, talking about the community, talking about Ninjago, of course. What would you say, what does Ninjago mean for you? So, of course, it has a part in your life, and that part is not that small. How would you describe your bonding to Ninjago?
Man, it's always kind of a hard question because, like, it's so rooted in what Ninjago has given to me as far as, there are so many life lessons scattered throughout, and that was a lot more evident in some of the earlier seasons and stuff, especially like now, a lot of them are kind of, you have to read between the lines a little bit. And I know that so much of the Ninjago community gets really hung up on, it's kind of some small little things like Lloyd going back to Harumi after, you know, how Harumi treated him in, Hunted and Sons of Garmon and stuff. Like, yeah, like that's such an adult problem. And us as adult fans of the show, we look at it from that sort of perspective. But when you kind of get into the mindset of a child and really think about the power of forgiveness, like there's definitely something there that I think a lot of us adults fail to see, that kids, that's going to be the first thing that kids look at. And so Ninjago tends to give me a kind of a childlike perspective to kind of the way that things work in the world. And yes, like, yeah, I'm an adult and I'm 26 and stuff, but like, sometimes we need to not look at issues from an adult perspective. We need to look at it from the mind of a child. Like, the Virtue shorts that came out at the beginning of the year, everybody hated those because, you know, it wasn't enough Ninjago or this, that, and the other thing, but like totally missed the point. Like, it was as soon as those came out, it was immediate, like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah did this, blah, 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 did that. Like, wow. I'm like, you guys clearly missed the point of what these Virtue shorts were talking about. You know, patience and kindness, like it blows my mind the small lessons that Lego Ninjago specifically puts out there. And then us as a, like an adult fan community just kind of blow past, like, be nice to each other. Like, don't be upset, for the lack of expletives. Don't be upset about, you know, someone doing something that really means nothing. Like, obviously, yes, there's a time and a place for certain adult issues getting resolved a certain way within the community. But, like, Ninjago's a show. I'm going to get some hate for this, but, like, Ninjago's a show for children. Like, yes, like, Hunted and Sons of Garmadon and March of the Oni were more adult, but, like, that doesn't mean that, like, everything has to be that sort of adult tone. And I've actually, like, really loved what we've gotten from Wild Brain. And, yeah, there are things that are, you know, should change from here and there. But, like, at the end of the day, it's always been about those life lessons and pulling something from Ninjago that can be used in real life. And so, yeah, Ninjago is just, it's built me up as a person. It's, you know, I'd be amiss to say that it hasn't, you know, kind of had a hand in better part of my upbringing, you know. I think that 14 to, you know, 19 window is very pivotal for people to kind of get proper development and stuff. And, you know, I want everybody to kind of see the good in the life lessons of Ninjago, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, I guess it's an adult problem to make things complicated or more complicated than mm-hmm. they are. Yeah, sometimes it could be more easy if we just get the right view on it, yeah, to not maybe just take a view in the straight direction and not overthink everything and go like into a, I don't know, over 400 corners to get to the to yep. the point. So just go straight yep. there, yeah. Sometimes it's that yep. easy, yeah. And yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, sometimes we overthink. We do make something more adult yeah. stuff than it is. Yeah. sometimes it's not that. Yeah, and sometimes the lessons are not. I don't know how philosophical or something like that. It's just, yeah, sometimes it's easy and being nice and treat everyone well and be patient. And like you said, yeah, sometimes it's not more yeah. than that. And yeah, I guess we could all take this for the whole life. Yeah. And the lessons we learn with that or hopefully learn or maybe we think about some stuff in a different way and get back to the view that not everything is bad and not everything has to be bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Since we've come also to the topic of Harumi and getting back and all of the stuff, that has all happened in the recent season. So what would you say, where do you see Ninjago in the future? Where do you think it will go from now on? And I guess you've seen the whole crystallized season. Yep. Already. What would you say, where will Ninjago go in the future?
Man,
Or what do you hope to see in the future? Let's make two questions out of it. Where do you want Ninjago to go, and where do you think it will go?
I mean, I feel like realistically, like those are like my answer is probably going to be, you know, both of them combined. I don't think we'll see as harsh of a reset as people are expecting. I don't think it's going to be a full on reboot. And if it is, then I would absolutely love to kind of start at square one. Basically start where we started at the beginning of season, I guess season two, where Lloyd's already the Green Ninja, Nia's still a samurai, but also like part of a ninja team. Because I mean, personally, like this is kind of a side tangent. I think that Nia's character suffered more when she became the Water Ninja than when she was Samurai X. I think she was a lot better character as Samurai X, so I'm really glad that they brought her back to being a samurai and water samurai at that, because like it does just kind of give her own sort of thing without having to be part of the ninja team. I would like to see more Pixel as far as like kind of a mainline character, and I think Crystal has also did a pretty good job of that. I would like to see how they choose to use Harumi as a character. Just kind of thinking about like the girl aspect of it, because technically there's not a girl ninja right now unless Skylar were to come on board as far as a you know, kind of a main cast member and stuff. But I think as far as what I expect, I would expect the next season to kind of be about the ninja kind of rediscovering their powers, kind of beckoning back to season one and two, where they were kind of forced to deal with their problems without their powers, without their weapons. Not that that's specifically just a season one problem, because it happens a lot with the ninja. But whether that's, you know, going to this kind of where like the what I want to see, like I want to see these like massive elemental locations, like some sort of lightning temple up in the wherever they found the nunchucks of lightning, like a lightning temple would be cool. You know, a fire temple, a water temple. Just seeing more like elemental locations, but I'd also love for that part of the story to kind of harken back to the elemental masters that came before, like how they dealt with issues when their powers weren't there, if that was a problem for them. Because I don't like, I really want more story about Jay's birth mother. I'd love to hear more about Lily. I'd love to hear more about like Ray and Maya's adventures. Yeah, Maya. Ray and Mia. I don't know. and then more about kind of Zane's the elemental master before Zane. I'd love to hear more about him too, because he's kind of the one we know the least about. Because at least with Jay's mom, we at least like know that she had somewhere along the line met Cliff Gordon, and you know, had Jay, and then had to give up him for adoption. But like, what led to that? Is Jay's mom actually still out there? You know, I don't think, if it is an actual full reboot, that we'll ever get those answers. But if it's not kind of like I expect it to be, I would love to see that those storylines kind of wrapped up eventually.
Yeah, so if they start over, you would like to see some origin stories, some stories about their families, how did they get there, and all that stuff. Yeah, totally get that. And I have to say, if we don't get that someday, it would be great if someone out there, hey, if you're listening, yeah, I would like to, I would love to see some original stories. Yeah, I mean, we know about Kai and Nia and where they get their elemental powers from, and we know some background information about their parents. But like you said, yeah, it would be totally interesting to see more of Jay. I mean, we've got some views on Lily, but it would be great to see more of it, yeah. And of course, to see more of where Zane got his power from. We have the social part with the families. I mean, for Jay, the same, yeah. We know about his parents in the show. I mean, not the real parents, but the parents who raised him. And we know at least where he came from, and we know where he got his powers from, but it would be great to see more of that. Totally agree. Yeah?
Absolutely.
So
yeah, Jane is Zane.
Yeah.
Zane is one of my favorite, is probably my favorite Ninjago character. So more Zane, the better, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm, if someone out there that's working closely with Lego, more Zane, please.
Yeah, and I guess I speak for Chaz if I'm saying also more of Jay,
oh,
please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like...
He's a total fan of Jay. So if they get some more complex story, I guess he would be happy
too. Yeah, I feel that. I totally feel that.
Yeah. Then I have to say thank you. It was a great talk. I really appreciate you taking the time. I guess we have talked about some great topics. I'm really looking forward to see more of your mocks, more of some concepts you're bringing on. Of course, I can't wait to see your city growing and to see that big project you were talking about, but not giving away too much. And yeah, just another reminder for the people that are listening and watching on YouTube. You should definitely check out Chris' Instagram. You won't regret it, because there's some great work, some great builds, and there's always something to be stunned of.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me on. It's been an absolute blast just kind of chatting with you and all that jazz. So I definitely really appreciate it.
This episode has come to an end, but don't worry. We have the next Ninja Talk in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for our next guest.